Hadi is precluded from serving on this body because they are on the LSB.
Discrimination.
Okay,
no.
So.
Discrimination.
So, would you please? All I'm asking is, how many, all those in favor of allowing programmers who serve on this body to also serve on the program council?
Because this is getting to be too cumbersome.
All those in favor of people who serve on this body.
I should not be.
Well, let the programmers just pick somebody. They don't need you to pick somebody.
Point of information.
They need to speak their mind.
Because I'm new. Is there any conflict of interest that could ever occur?
Yes.
Is there any imbalance
yes.
that could possibly
yes.
occur as
it
a result of it?
Can always be overridden by
look, it's up to the body.
No. No. It's a motion from the PMB. This LSB didn't pass that motion. The PMB passed that motion. This LSB need to follow
Right. Well, until we see the actual document in writing, now if the PNB says we cannot seat someone on this body who is a programmer, then they'll be off. But for right now, since we don't have the actual document in front of us, I'm leaving it to the body. How many of you feel that a member of this body who is a programmer can also serve on the program council as a programmer?
We don't have the authority to make that decision.
I'm letting it happen for right now. If you approve this motion, how many of you feel that a programmer should be allowed to serve on
as LSB member?
Yes.
We only elect LSB member.
I'm trying to have a vote. Yes.
I believe that the spirit of this whole program council was to get it started because it's been inactive for, what, 5, 6, 7 years?
Well, thank you. We changed our manager. We can have it now.
So, the spirit is to get something rolling.
Right.
So
but the right thing, we can
have it. Adriana, you're out of order.
Okay,
I'm.
We have a new group of people.
Bill,
do you have two people in writing mode?
Okay.
Bill,
you know, I personally don't care a lot about the details. I agree with Jim. We should just get it going. But you know, it really, if you want to go back to the PMB motion, it said 4-4-4. This body, the LSB last fall, changed that, decided to make it 5-5-5. So, you know, we probably should go back to the original PMB motion and see what it was, because I think it specified how people were going to be selected. I don't have it with me, but you know, I don't care how we do it in the interim basis, just get something going. But you know, if you really want to do it right,
the question is
parliamentary request. Parliament. I want to ask a parliamentary question.
Okay. Yes.
Gosh, when you stop me, when you come down on me like that, I forget what I'm going to say.
Well, write it down.
I have a comment if you want, Bill.
Yes. Casey.
I don't understand why members of the board who want to be on the program committee can't be on the program committee as members of the board.
No.
We've elected the five from the board.
I've got my parliamentary thing. It will help.
There will be parliamentary.
But
I need
an inquiry.
Mr. Chair, I request your assistance in helping this board to move this, and I don't know how to technically do that, to where we can review this a little more, because we're flying by the seat of our pants here. We need to look at what the original PNB situation was, and we need to look at what the protocol is. It's not up to this body to decide that.
Yeah.
So, I'm asking you if you can move us in the proper way. Eileen, I'll ask you. What can we do to suspend this until the next meeting?
Move to lay the motion on the table.
Perfect. It's the next meeting.
You know,
no, we don't want to lay the motion on the table.
Postpone definitely to the next day. That would be it.
So what we want to do, I want to make a motion. Bob, can you help out here? You're somebody who knows, they kind of want to go ahead.
My impression is you would wait till you can review the policy that we passed. But I also don't want to throw a bee into this bonnet, but I remember Teresa Allen sending in an email saying she was interested in being on the program.
Yeah.
She's not on the program. She's not on a program.
But she can be part of
the listener.
She would be one of the members of the listener. Okay.
Is that true?
I move that we decide that in the next meeting after reviewing the policy, the PMB motion.
Is there a second?
Yeah.
I'd like to speak to that.
Will the maker of the motion please speak in favor of the motion to postpone this?
Yes,
sir.
The reason is we cannot willingly decide what we want to do and have nothing to do with the motion. If we have an emotion, we need to review that, and then in the next meeting, with the motion in our hands, we can make all the decisions that we want. That makes sense.
Yes.
That's it.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Jim?
I know it's illegal in the state of Texas, and I'm being reported. But I'll take bets that the program council will not be active by the end of the year. Anybody?
I got $50.
Uh-oh. I'll take $50.
Uh-oh.
Is there
not to the programmers, not to the
okay.
board.
Okay. Another question.
The program is going to push out.
All those.
That's not a request for your parliamentary assistance.
I'm going to put this motion to a vote. All those in favor of postponing this matter until next month, please raise your hands.
It's the wrong way to put the question.
Okay, seeing no other hands up, not enough objections, the motion passes. Community Advisory Board, do we have anyone here tonight with the Community Advisory Board? Seeing none. Board Retreat, PK.
Okay. I have canvassed just about every board member except for a few. I don't think I've had a chance to talk to Wally and the new people over a course of time about the fact that there are a lot of people who I think don't want a retreat or see a need for a retreat. You can almost tell the way we vote that the need for a retreat is to understand and be sensitive to the differences between us, because we cannot conduct business for KPFT as a board if we have insensitivities based on gender, race, religion, any other kind of privilege. And the problem is not just what happens at the LSB, but the conversations that are going on outside of the LSB. I've got three places that are willing to give us the space for free to have this retreat. My problem now is, who would be a good counselor for us besides a psychologist? I mean, I'm almost ready. And we just got a psychologist who got on the board. I would like to work with a couple of people. I would like to ask you and Casey, and if a man would be willing to volunteer to really, let's set this retreat for September. September, the International Day of Peace, is the 21st. It can be around that time. And it can be around governance and how we work together versus, because nobody wants to talk about race. If you say something is insensitive based on race or any other factor, all you have to do is look at this board and know that it is an issue. So why don't we make it about governance? I will put forth the names of three individuals to the committee. We will vet them. We will pick a date, a Saturday. The place will have to do with if it's available for the three places. One is the Unitarian Church, Tom Fannin. The other one is the Dominican House on Almeda and Holcomb. And the other one is the place at Shea Community Center. Because I don't want to hear that, you know, I'm trying to make the station black or I'm trying to control things or whatever. I think if the four or five people would agree to work with me, we can vet the individuals that have agreed to do it for like nominal, if anything, hopefully free, and set a date in September. Could I get a consensus that we do it in September and we get this retreat done?
Is there any objection to the essence of what she has just said? Seeing none, please go forward with the people you've just identified. And anyone else who wishes to serve on this committee, is it open?
It's open.
Okay. All right, Joe. And would you please put that the essence of what
could
you
I,
just said
could
in
I
writing?
Get people to sign up and to give me their email?
We can get
those that are willing to do it, and I'll
will. Okay, would you please put the essence of what you just said in writing for the secretary? And so Kafka won't feel guilty about being the only one who has to write things down. All right.
Can I just ask, because I need to go to the ladies' room, about the Houston Peace and Justice Center and ask you, Ted, to give the follow-up because there hasn't been another HPJC meeting since the one you went to for me.
Okay. D, staff, programmer, and board social event. KC? Jerry Lynch do anything about this, or was it Jerry and Alexandra Hunter? So neither one is here tonight. Does anybody have anything to report on website development?
I went to the web committee, but it was my first meeting, so I don't know.
Why did
you
go to
the web committee?
Obadike, can you give a quick update on this?
I have not attended that committee. Robin Lewis is coordinating it, and you know I know that they are working, but I can't give you any specifics.
Okay. Would you please try to get a report from them for next month, even if you're not here?
I'll try to have it sent in.
Okay. Folks, the one item of PK was out of town, and I represented this body at the HPJC meeting. And the one piece of information that I can share with you is that the dues is $25, and this body has not paid the dues to that organization for about 4 or 5 years. So we need to pass a motion to allocate $25 to the Houston Peace and Justice Center, which I'm sure will be returned by many donations from that body back to us, the members that they're of. Is there any objection to an allocation of $25 to the Houston Peace and Justice Center to establish us as a paying member of that body? Seeing none, Mr.
Point of information only.
What is your
didn't we discuss that issue before?
What?
Like two meetings before, we discussed the same issue. Didn't we say that they will have a PSA or something? And we approved the 25. I have the idea that we didn't commit.
Well, if that is the case, it would be redundant. So, is there any objection to allocating $25, whether we've done it before or not? Seeing none, we will ask management to get a check to HPJC for $25. Okay, town hall meeting.
Okay.
I'm going to skip that till PK gets back.
He's right there.
PK, town hall meeting. It's you, Cliff, Hank, and Obadike. Have we got a date for a town hall meeting?
No, we don't. Again, pulled in so many different directions. That's one of the things that is on my list of things to do. I know that the people, ask our audience, are ready for a town hall meeting. But I will make it a priority beginning Monday, and we'll send everybody out information about where it can be held and when we can probably hold it. But I think it too will be, a lot of people are leaving in August, September.
Is there any objection to allowing this team of PK, Cliff, Hank, and Obadike from moving forward? It's in the bylaws that we're supposed to have two a year. Is there any objection to giving them the authority to move forward on a town hall meeting? Seeing none, you have the authority to move forward on this thing.
We'll get together on Monday.
Okay, program, let's see. Item C, broadcast or stream LSD mate. Does anyone know of any efforts that have been taken to broadcast or webcast this meeting? We talked about it last month, and we are still doing the same old, same old. Does anybody have any...
I heard this meeting.
We're talking about the meeting itself being either broadcast or streamed so people can hear what is actually taking place in this room at this time, if it was...
We approve it, but I don't remember who was in charge to investigate it.
Okay, so Jaime. Yes.
You know, the mechanism is already set up to stream it and record it and archive it, as long as somebody will just do that. You need an internet connection through the KPFTX server. So that's the way all the other meetings are streamed.
Bill, why don't you pass your thoughts on to Jaime, since he said he would
take care of this?
He said that he can do better
jobs. I think he's too busy with
the
work.
Right.
Well, does someone else want to take this on?
Can we keep
can take it on.
Do you want
Nancy
to take it
volunteer.
On, Cliff?
No, I didn't say I was necessarily one.
Okay. My question is, I didn't hear what you said. Does anyone, Nancy Saibara has indicated a willingness to take this on. Is there someone else who would like to do it?
That's a good idea. She's the woman who's going to do it.
Yeah. Let Nancy do it.
Nancy, it's yours. Unless there's an objection, it's yours. Okay.
What is it?
I'd like to have help. Jaime. Talk to Jaime.
Figuring out a way to stream item 12C.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Item 12D. Obadike, what is the status of the agreement with the Montrose Center?
We plan to deal with it by the before this.
I take that back. You already covered this in your report.
It
okay, new business, underwriting. Confirming of policy. It says Obadike and Brian. So where do we stand on this matter, and just whose item is this?
The policy has been submitted months ago. I don't know exactly what.
You didn't say that we will receive it by mail?
Excuse me?
Didn't we say that we will receive that by mail and then...
Elaine emailed it.
Yeah, I sent it out to everybody.
Okay, do you have a copy of what you sent out?
If I don't have one in my briefcase and I'm going to look, I may have since I sent it out. I can send it again tomorrow. I have the email. I'll just re-forward it.
But this is, I I don't know how to say this, point of something, but the Obadike gave us this before I had Alex in February, and we were all supposed to read it and come back the next month and talk about it. And then last month I brought it because it had been spoken about while I was gone. We said we'd email it so everyone would read it, and we decided on it tonight. So we said there wouldn't be copies because Elaine was going to email it.
Right, because it's so big.
So I hate continuing to postpone this discussion when it's. We should be prepared.
Well, let's move on to the next item, and if Elaine finds it, I'll move on to that item.
Okay. I have a copy of it.
We all have it in our inbox.
You have it?
I have a copy of it electronically.
Would you like to read it to us?
No. No. I would not read it to you.
It will certainly take the rest of the meeting.
It's like 30 pages.
Okay. Well, how do you suggest we move forward on this?
We should have read it by now. We were given.
Okay, well,
but they didn't.
Does someone have a motion to make regarding this policy?
We shouldn't make a policy if people haven't read.
Point of information. A request for information. I submitted some suggested changes about 3 months ago, and I don't think they ever got it correctly. So I don't remember seeing the corrections being made. That's what I was waiting for. Did anybody else get it?
Are you suggesting that we postpone this until next month?
I'd like to make a motion that we refer this to the development committee to review it and make a recommendation to the body.
I second.
That makes sense.
Is there any objection to referring this matter to the development committee, who will provide us with a recommendation next month? Seeing no objections, so done. Yeah, that's what we just decided.
Okay.
I think. Motion to establish a community partners committee of KBFT's LSB to work with management to review community partners to ensure they are not detrimental to the social responsibilities of the station. Bill Crozier.
Well, in that proposal or the proposed policy, it has one section that was one of the sections that needed to be reworded, I think, but it was to say that essentially that the local board would review. I can't remember the wording now. Something about review the underwriting applicants, and this motion here is just to implement how we have implementing that, because we don't have a committee to do that. We can't, the whole board can't hold that time to go over it. So the idea was just to set up a small committee to review them.
Point of information.
What is your request for information?
What would be the vetting process?
Why don't you just go through?
You're in debate, not this is procedural. If you have a request for information, okay.
Well, help her out. She's new.
That's what are you saying? Just talk.
Are we talking about a vetting process? Is that what you're referring to?
Okay. Yes, a vetting process for the underwriting.
You're out of order. Sorry. Raise your hand and I'll call on you.
Just answer the question.
Okay.
I thought we were talking about the vetting process.
Okay. Rhonda, you wish to speak to this and the vetting process question?
No.
Okay. Bill?
Well, actually, it was just to implement what it says in the policy.
Oh, okay.
It basically says something effective to ensure that the underwriters are, they're consistent with our mission and the social mission. So that we don't have.
Rhonda, you're out of order.
Like weapons manufacturing, for example. I don't think that's going to happen, but you know.
Right. No, what she
said. I'm trying to stop this dialoguing back and forth. Yeah. Rhonda, you have the floor. Rhonda, what did you just say? Repeat it. You said something about staff?
All right, no. I just want to put this out there. I think that is going to cause a lot of work for staff that we don't have. I think it's going to be a real time suck. On the other hand, I think it's extremely, extremely important. It is my feeling as a PNB member that ultimately Pacifica and some of the failing stations are going to have to resort to some type of gentle underwriting as well. So I would think that I personally would like to see the executive director or someone higher up rather than a committee of people here deciding those kinds of important things.
Casey.
Last month, when we discussed the underwriting and had to postpone it yet again, we decided that this motion was connected to that decision, and the decision would need to be made about underwriting before we make a decision on this motion. So since we just put underwriting to development committee, I'm wondering how that affects this motion, since last month we decided that one should happen before the other.
Jim.
Okay, I know I'm talking out of the other side of my mouth, but this would be maybe a good thing for the programming council, because they could make that determination, does it fit into our mission versus development. It would be a good thing to refer to the non-existent committee.
Nick.
I concur that this is in... This is just linked to the underwriting policy, and those two need to be worked together, so I'd like to make a motion that we send this as well to the development committee to make a recommendation to the body.
Right.
Would someone like to... Cliff?
Yeah. Let them do that damn job. They will, and they'll probably do a good one. Quit second-guess everything that somebody tries to do different. Get the hell out of the way.
I second that one.
Okay, is there a motion to refer this?
Motion and
second.
That nice. Yeah,
the motion is.
Okay, to refer this matter.
To development.
Okay, is there any further discussion on the motion to refer this matter to the development committee?
No.
No further discussion. All those in favor of the motion to refer this matter to the development committee, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed to the motion, say no.
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 The motion passes. It's referred to the development committee. Okay. Folio. We have a motion from I guess it's Robert Gardner. Motion requesting from management a status report regarding a program guide, its budget, if any, and where we go from here. Robert. RG? Or is that Rhonda Gardner? I'm sorry. Rhonda. RG.
Do something like this last month, but I am concerned about this. Dr. Simotas a couple of weeks ago said that she had asked a member of our staff to help her prepare a flyer. That never happened. I think there's value in having little, like the MLK flyers you've probably seen, one page, show specific or holiday specific. PK's worked on some of these things, but nobody's identifying some money. And nobody's identifying whether we're going to get a program guide. Several months ago, Bill Crozier said we were working on it. Lots of people have opinions about this stuff. The paper is nothing.
Hold on a second. We need a motion. Either refer this to a committee or something. Otherwise, I don't know what we're talking about.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Casey.
It's already been, maybe you can speak. But it's already been worked on an outreach. I saw the program guide this week at the outreach committee meeting. It's done.
Funds.
I don't know about the finances. I just saw the thing. So it exists. It's been created, I think, by CK.
What is that?
Hold on, just a program guide is what we're talking about, but I'm looking for a motion so we won't know what we're talking about here.
You're looking for a second, aren't you? Is that what you
No, mean? I'm looking for a motion.
Why don't we
then?
I'm creating a program guide that probably just needs to be edited. As it relates to the printing of it and the electronic versions of it, I can do that.
Wait a second. Do we have a budget? That's what this item on the agenda calls for.
No, right now there isn't a budget, and I'll tell you that one of the things that I have done is that I have three printing companies that are willing to do about 500 copies of the design each for right now. As we start working on, even though I would like to know the in-kind so that we can look at it as to what it would be, but the finances for program guides, right now we need to have great electronic versions that look good, that people can print off if they want to, but for things that especially we need as it relates to either underwriting or other ways of getting grants, you need these program guides in order to say we're viable and we're doing this.
We need either a motion or we'll take this up next month with a budget. That's what we need.
There's no need for a budget right now.
Okay, is there any objection to the matter going forward? I guess
yes.
None.
No objection.
No objection.
All right.
At least I hope not.
Okay, item D, formation of a grant writing committee, and this is from KC. Would you please speak?
This is, I don't know anything about this. I don't know. This is not my motion.
Who is KS if not you?
I think it's mistyped because I am the next motion, but I am not this motion.
Okay. There's no initials in this.
All right, we were at E, well, seeing as we are members of the board, serve mission.
Wait a minute, you're on E.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, KC, E.
We missed
D.
E.
D's not there.
D's
there's no D.
No, D is the formation of grant writing.
Oh, I see.
Point of information, didn't we bring the idea of grant writing up last month
we
and
did.
Just... maybe had two sentences.
Okay, is it resolved? Does that matter resolved?
Yes.
So this is on here because we were going to discuss it further?
Well, we can't do anything until until our audits.
Is that why it's here?
Who knows?
I'm sorry, Elaine, but I just wanted to make that clear.
Okay. I'm going to just skip D because we don't have a motion. E, KC. Yes.
Seeing as we, as members of the board, are here to serve the mission of KPMG.
Can you speak louder?
Yes, sir. Seeing as we, as members of the board, are here to serve the mission of KPFT and Pacifica, and seeing as it was requested by one of our listeners, I move that a committee be formed to investigate the behavior of Robert Marks at the April LSV meeting.
Is there a second?
Marks, sorry.
Second.
Okay, would you like to speak to your motion?
I wasn't at the meeting, but I heard from our community that it's a concern, Pacifica, and that KPFT is a radio station for peace, and so I think any time that there are symbols or words of hate that enter into our community, we have a responsibility to respond, to make sure that everyone here and in any meeting of KPFT feels safe. And so I think an investigation is a fair way to go about addressing the concern of our listeners.
Is there a speaker against the motion? Elaine?
I have to be against the motion. I was here at the meeting, and I think, unfortunately, Robert Marks' actions were misunderstood. When he raised his arm, and he was being accused of doing a salute, he stated that it was the Trump salute, no other salute, and it was because he was being insulted by the speaker. So he was just kind of defending himself. He was not doing a Nazi salute.
I guess I would argue that
Trump salute was a salute. Is there another speaker in favor of the motion? Okay, PK, 1 minute.
I would just say that what Casey is really pointing out is to respond to the concerns of our listeners, and that it's asking for a conversation, if you will, on what happened. We don't need anybody else defending Robert. I talked to Robert myself about it. He suggested that it was misunderstood, but that the listeners need to know that, and they need to know it through a committee who talks to Robert, and then reports back to them that we at least addressed this particular problem. It's important that people be heard when they have concerns, and it's important that we be willing to stand up to for those concerns and give them an opportunity to feel safe and heard.
Is there another speaker against the motion? Jim?
Do I need to phrase it in the motion?
No. It's either a yes or a no to the formation of a committee.
Okay, we're going to form a committee to determine what happened, to report to the community.
No, to this body.
To this body. So why don't we get, why don't we just skip the committee for now, okay? Don't get scared. Why don't we get a written statement from the person as to how it occurred, why it occurred, and we can all read that at the next meeting, and then we can go from there.
I have a question.
Okay, is there another speaker?
Post it on the website.
I have a question.
Susie?
I think we also need something in writing from the person that was very concerned. Why? So that we can see both sides of it. Because they had a legitimate concern. And I understood that. Whether... But we need to hear both sides. I think you're right.
Jim, you're out of order.
I know.
Okay, Rhonda, do you wish to speak to this motion?
Yes. I would, I know that I check the email pretty regularly, and I, as a board member, am not aware of someone having a concern. I understand the concern. So we have so much... So I guess what I'm wanting to know is there a way to not necessarily have a committee unless this board is wanting to take some type of action against Mr. Mark? So I'm curious to know, like, how did the people who were concerned about this, how did they reach out? Who did they reach out to?
Folks, maybe
it could just be spoken to those people.
The idea of a committee is to investigate and see if there should be further action by this body. And that's the extent of what this is about. And this is directly from Chapter 20 of Robert's Rules. Bill.
You know, I was at the meeting. I didn't see Bob do anything, okay? So, apparently some people did. Let's remember the context.
Okay.
We have public comment. People can put all kinds of attacks and accusations and venom and vile and lies even, and throw it at anybody, and we can't say anything back. Okay. So let's just remember that context. But we get some people that have some really useful comments. I like to hear them too. Everybody has a right, a free speech right. I'm not talking about that. But, you know, when people are, you know, accusing people of doing stuff and things like that, sometimes people react. But I like PK's suggestion, so I think we just need a discussion about this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and if people, you know, if we need to report back to people, we need to report back to them when it gets right. But, you know, we need to keep remembering the context. I'll just put it that way.
We are delaying getting to the last item on the agenda.
Speak about the issue.
It was formed. Robert.
Yeah, I would just like to say, I don't have an objection to the formation of the committee. Obviously, the member is upset. She couldn't possibly have known what was in my heart. I welcome the opportunity to share that with her and this body. I just want, you know, to make sure that it's a fair and equitable process, that I will be allowed to make my defense. I don't have an objection to the creation of this committee. I think that's the only way we're ever going to move on from this issue.
And you could actually just explain right now, and that might be the end of it.
I already tried.
I'm giving you that opportunity.
Well, all right. My brother died less than 2 weeks prior to this meeting. And I was up in Missouri with my family. And I came back for specifically to meet my obligations to Pacifica. And the member got up and started misstating the facts. And the first thought that went through my mind is I came back for that. And the next thing that came to my mind was, oh yeah, we just went through a process where a guy could stand up in front of a body and flat out lie, and his faithful Kool-Aid drinking followers could do this. And I did this because we're not allowed to comment on public comment. And so I did make that motion. It was the Nazism never crossed my mind. I would point out to some of the older members here that I was the one that was defending an organization to come before this body and ask for a resolution called Rabbis for Peace in the Middle East. So I think that it's grossly unfair to characterize anything that I might have done as anti-Semitic. There's another point. Oh, the point of the fact that I was the victim at the hands of that very same member of an assault wherein I landed bleeding on the floor. Because she was coming at me fast. I am, and when we speak about minorities here, we tend to forget that one privilege that's never mentioned in this body is the able-bodied privilege. And so I was in a chair with wheels that didn't roll, and I tried to get out of the way, and the wheels didn't roll, and the chair tipped over backwards, and I ended up on the ground. As a result of that, I went to our own dispute resolution policy, and I filed a written complaint so that the matter could be taken to mediation. To this day, that matter has never been taken up. I have never received any kind of action where the member was taking any responsibility for her action, that she was sorry for her action, or that she had to do anything in response to that action, including meeting with the media. Okay. And so that was weighing on my mind at the time that I was sitting there thinking, I came back from my family to put up with this. So that's what I would say. I would also have you go to the recording. That's what I said at the time, that it was not a Nazi salute. It's on the recording, as is Nancy's "oh pish posh" comma. I can't remember exact words, but she said something like, "oh come on," when the member made the comment about me doing it.
Mr. Chair, what does that have anything to do with this situation?
Okay, well.
I want to say something that is important. This body, we are talking every time that some in this body insulted somebody else, we always have an excuse. I understand, and I want to hear from him saying so, but this is the third meeting. He was accused every time and he never answered. In a body like this, where people are being called mother effing, where people are being called go and play with your chopstick down there, in a body like this that people, a white person called goddamn boy to a black person, in a body like this that we are allowed people to ask a women, and you know what I'm talking about, if she took the hormones before coming to a meeting, in a body like this, I'm very sorry, but we cannot brush this kind of problem. We need to talk about this. This is bad. I'm going to speak on some other names.
Just a moment.
Please.
Just a moment.
Don't brush
under the question line. Before the body is the formation of a committee, and that is what we were speaking to, whether we should or should not form a committee. KC, this is your second time and last time to speak on this matter.
It seems like there's a lot to discuss, and we have a lot of business to get to, and that's why I thought a committee would be in order. I understand that intents can be different than actions, but actions have an impact whether or not there's a good or bad intent behind it, and therefore we need to measure actions as much as intent, and I think there's a lot of discussion to be had, and the best place to have that is not here, but in a committee. And I think Robert has spoken really eloquently to his openness to doing that and going through that process. So let's do it.
Well, I would like to go to a vote on whether we're going to send this to a committee or not.
Order first.
Tyrese.
Bob had his hand up too.
As the chair made some kind of ruling that you were going to allow him to speak and you were going to make a decision. So what is your decision before we go back to the correct process?
My decision is to let the body decide.
Okay. Well, how unfair was that process?
Huh?
What was the point? Why couldn't I have gone to a committee and be able to prepare?
You still can. You still can if the motion passes.
Are there any
objections? Is there any objection to forming the committee?
Well, there's people who still want to vote, yes, to talk. Bob, do you want to speak on this matter, or can we go to a vote?
Who wants to be on the committee?
If someone wants to move the previous question and we get a two-thirds vote, we will go to the vote on the item before us. Is there a motion to close debate on this matter?
But I haven't had the opportunity because five people have been talking.
Go ahead. There's no motion to close the debate at this point.
Okay. Well, I think it was, I'm against it going further. It, no one ever said, I didn't see the action.
Jim Krafka, you're both
I'm
out
trying
of order.
To save time.
You're wasting our time by not sitting down. Bob Gartner.
I didn't see the action. Apparently there was an action. I think it was judged to be associated with Germany. Certainly if there was an action, it might have been taken as a very crass response to an frustrated response with someone's behavior. A lot of that stuff goes on in here. It goes on in the station. Some other examples have been given. I don't think it's worth going to a committee. I think maybe just this time we spent here has put value into these kinds of behaviors and the negative effect they have. And I think that's probably, in my opinion, it ought to be enough this time.
Okay. Are we prepared to, this will be your last time to speak on this matter?
I've never spoken on this matter. Okay. That's all right. I'm curious as to know if there are any Jewish members on the board, because I am. So I would like to say that I find it unbelievable that anyone could do this and not think that it's a Nazi salute. I trust that you're a good person, that you perhaps made a mistake, but I find that very difficult to believe, that you would not associate it. Perhaps in the moment you didn't, I'll give you that. But I do, however, agree with everybody who has voiced the concern that if this is happening, and it did, I'm sorry, I understand that you were under a lot of pressure at the time, and many things factored into this action. But absolutely there should be a committee because people have obviously voiced concerns over it. So let's look into it. Let's have a discussion. I don't think that this 5 minutes that we're giving it right now or 10 minutes really is going to solve anything. So for me, I believe that absolutely. And you don't have any objection to it. So I don't see the point in belaboring the issue.
Are we ready to go to a vote?
Yes.
Okay. All those in favor of forming a committee, and if it passes, then we'll address who's on that committee. All those in favor of forming such a committee, please raise your hands. Oh, I better count. One, please raise your hands if you're in favor. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. All those opposed?
We're not opposed either. I just think you ought to do something real.
One, two, three, four, five. Okay, we have approved.
Under the circumstances, I think I should be shown as an abstention.
We don't have abstentions, but the vote is 10 to 5 with no names.
Do you have abstentions for conflicts? That's what it's for.
Well, Robert, I'd be happy to put your comments in as an abstention because I think it'd be fair to you.
I would like to see the show of hands of those individuals
ARDC.
Who would like
to put it on the ARDC or
no, because it's not forming. It hasn't formed yet. Do we have members of this body who would like to serve on this committee? Can I see a show of hands? Okay, one, two, three, four, five, six. Seven. Okay. I would like to make it smaller. Are there anybody, is there anyone who is willing to recuse, thank you.
I'll recuse myself, I just said okay. I would do it.
Okay, let me see a show of hands again of the people who, one, two, three, four, five. Is there any objection to these five individuals being Susan, Adrian, Susie, Bill, and Elaine? Any objection? No objection. Going once, going twice. Those are the people. Have you got those names?
Yes.
Joseph.
Yes, sir. Right, right.
Susie, Bill.
Okay. The last item on tonight's agenda is a motion to hear about the lawsuit filed by one of our members during...
No, there's two items.
I'm sorry.
Motion that is in open.
Yes.
Move to extend time 15 minutes.
Okay.
Second.
Is there is a motion to extend time for 15 minutes. Is there any objection? Seeing none, we will extend for 15 minutes. Okay, so PK, would you please read your motion?
I move that a committee be formed to investigate the assertions of inappropriate actions of the KPFG LSG member and director representative to the PMB, Bill Crozier, for the following reasons. And these are assertions.
How does G become before F?
Because we vote to switch it.
No, we did not.
Because it all went into the open. No.
When it all went into the open, we left it.
There is no F.
Well, let's pull up the recording.
I am ruling, and you can appeal the decision of the chair, that this is the item on the agenda at this point. Okay,
appeal
go ahead.
Appeal the ruling of the chair.
Is there a second? Okay, do you wish? Please
speak. I thought she said she was willing to say it in the sight of the public, so let's just get it over with real quick. All she has to do is say, hey, I got this lawsuit for this reason.
Did we get approved to extend 15 minutes?
Yeah.
And she requested that it be an open session?
Yes.
Yeah. So let's go.
We never reversed anything. I've got the original motion right here. And it failed anyway. The motion failed. It's right here. Remember, I wrote it out twice.
Okay. I stand corrected. We are at item F, and then G is the next one. The motion to go into, well, it's been withdrawn, executive session to hear about the lawsuit filed by one of our members during precarious financial times. Jim Krafko, what is it that you wish? That's your motion. You wish to speak to your motion?
I just want to know what the lawsuit is about. She knows that. She's going to tell us what it is.
Is there a second to the motion to hear about this?
I already seconded it. That's how you put on the agenda.
A second in putting on the agenda is not appropriate. It has to be done in the meeting. Is there a second? Okay, now, do you wish to speak to your motion?
Well, wait, her attorney wants to say something.
Jim, do you wish to speak to your motion?
No, I just want to hear what she has to say.
Okay. Is there any objection to going to a vote on this matter?
What?
No, we want to hear from her.
Well, first the motion has to pass, and then we'll hear if it passes. All those in favor of the motion to hear about the lawsuit, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no.
No.
The motion passes. Adriana, would you please speak to this lawsuit?
Yes, sir.
And how much time do you need?
2 minutes.
2 minutes?
The only thing what I can say very clearly is that I feel the need when I saw what was happening with the foundation that some members were illegally taken off the PMB. I was threatened with being off the PMB, and worse than that, it's all in the open. You know, what I can tell all of you, and I send to everybody, is if it's being filed, the reasons are there. You know, you can read the whole case there. I don't need to explain it. You go and read it.
Where? I just sent an email
public, you have it. We send it to the whole LSB, and it's a public case.
Robert, you're out of order.
And I believe that one of the reasons why we did it is because I want to keep for the foundation the resources, the most important resources of the foundation. In this case, you can read the case. I'm talking specifically about the Pacifica Radio Archives. And thanks God I did that, because that fall off the table. The problem is, but you can read the case. You can read it directly, and like I said, if you want to litigate the case, you need to go, let Pacifica answer, let Bill and they answer, and then we will do it like supposed to be in a court of law. The case is published. Read it.
All right. Thank you. That is the that fulfills what the motion called for. We will go to item G.
Is there going to be any other one of you?
That's not what the motion called for. We asked for an explanation by one of our members, and so I'm going to move forward to the item G. PK.
The motion is moved to perform a committee, just like the other committee, to investigate assertions of inappropriate actions by Bill Croce. And there are several things asserted, and my...
Would you please read your motion?
You want me to read the whole thing?
Yes.
Okay, you told me I only had 2 minutes.
Not to debate the motion, but not to give the motion.
I move that a committee be formed to investigate the assertions of inappropriate actions of Bill Croce for the following reasons. Among the things asserted are that Bill Croce has engaged in actions by intentionally providing falsehoods that discredit those individuals who are a threat to or disagree with him and the factional group he created. Has not shown fiduciary responsibility regarding the hiring of individuals who have been shown to be detrimental to KPFT, all without benefit of transparency to the KPFT business officer and interim general manager. Has shown his contempt to this body, KPFT, and the foundation by not adhering to policies and procedures as it relates to the hiring and firing of employees. Has used corporate funds to benefit his friends and associates to the detriment of KPFT and the Pacifica Foundation, and has continually supported individuals who are divisive and destructive to this body, KPFT, and the Foundation to dismantle the current work being done to heal and build cohesiveness and collaborations that would benefit the health and well-being of the station and the Foundation.
Yeah, that is the motion. Is there a speaker against the motion?
Does it need a second?
I second.
Is there a speaker against the motion to form a committee? Is there another speaker in favor of the motion?
I'd like to say that I've been concerned for a long time. You know, I saw... behaviors around the station from a former manager constantly crying about how negatively he's going to be impacted, and it went on and on. He intruded in committee meetings and said these things, and the whole thing's been a secret in my mind. It was only last Thursday, despite what Bill earlier said wasn't true, it was true. He threw out a number. We still don't know what really indeed is the story. But they put dollars to a relationship that was kept from us. And I could say more, but that's probably plenty.
Okay. Is there another speaker, or is there a speaker against the motion?
I don't want to speak against the motion, but I would like to make a comment.
Go ahead.
I'll pass. brain's not responding.
I would urge all of you to start writing down notes so you can remember what you want to say. Is there another speaker on this matter, one way or the other? Bill.
Yeah, you know, I'd be glad to talk about this stuff because there's so much misinformation going around. And, okay, I have a lot of respect for you. I think you really have good intentions. I really think you want to get to this. I think you're going on a lot of misinformation, and I'd like to clear that up. I really would.
Can we go to a vote?
But we don't have time here, obviously. Right.
Can we go to a vote, and we'll do it the same way? If it passes, then we will form the committee.
I thought of my thing. Bill Crozier is the interim executive director. There is a difference between being a board member and an executive director of a foundation. So I would suggest that if you want to do this, you should put it forth to the PNB and let the PNB handle that, your concerns. So you could have a committee to address your concerns.
Yeah.
Not on your life?
Yeah.
Not on my life?
Why?
Whose
life?
Hey.
What was that, a threat?
No.
What is it?
What did you say?
May I have order?
She said not on her life.
Oh, my goodness.
Not on my life.
She said, "No, in my life." She said, "No, in my life." I want to go to a vote. Susie.
I have been very concerned ever since Bill became ED. He's also on the PNB, and he's also on the board. I would consider this myself, if not anybody else, conflict of interest, and he wouldn't find himself in this situation.
That's been everybody. Right.
We are going to go to a vote on this motion to form a committee.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Now we are going to finish. All those in favor of the motion to form the said committee, please raise your hands. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 The motion passes. Who would like to serve on this committee? Robert, Mark, Adriana, PK, Adrian, Susie, Elaine, Rhonda, Bob, let me have a sheet of paper that goes around the room.
Here's one.
And I'm going to allow this particular... I'm going to suggest that this committee meet next... Well, is next Wednesday a date when there is no other committee meeting?
Governance
is next Wednesday. In 2 weeks... Okay, 2 weeks from, do we know if there's a committee meeting that, or board meeting that conflicts in 2 weeks, which would be the 27th?
26th. Thursday.
Okay. So Wednesday, the 26th. Okay, at the station, do we know? Does
anybody could do it on a Tuesday?
Y'all could do it on MySpace.
We could. Absolutely, I'm down with that.
Give me the operation of that. Yes, you see. Go ahead. Experience. What's going on?
I think you know why? It's the reason why we had to have MyStro.
Can I ask you a question first?
No.
Oh.
Just a moment. I'm going to call this the Assertions Committee.
Tuesday's fine. Question. Is that Tuesday?
Yeah.
Tuesday's fine.
Thank you. For me. He's ignoring me.
Okay.
Did you hear me ask if we could do it on a Tuesday?
Okay, is there...
Tuesday?
There's a finance meeting on Tuesday, I think.
This it would be the 25th?
The
26th.
The 26th.
Is that a Wednesday?
Okay, let's see a show of hands. Those that would prefer Tuesday the 25th versus Wednesday the 26th. All those in favor?
There's a finance meeting on the 25th.
She said there's a finance
meeting.
Oh. So the finance committee
I'm not on the
24th.
So
what? Well, I'm not on the 24th. There's 2 days written out there.
No, we...
You're not... Don't worry about it.
We're going to have two meetings of the same night.
The 24th is finance.
I have meetings every night of the week.
This is recording the Netflix.
You know what? I rescind my request for Tuesday. No problem.
Wednesday the 26th. Okay. We're going to meet on Wednesday the 26th.
When is the committee meeting for the Nazi salute?
I'm going to put you in charge of this.
Well, that's going to be a fair committee.
Okay. Let me go.
Not to raise money. That's what the
who wishes, Rhonda, do you wish to serve on this committee?
Yes.
Okay, Rhonda, I'm going around the room.
How many times has radio mentioned tonight?
Bob Gardner.
Mr. Chair, can you make a suggestion that we just make this a committee of the whole and allow everybody who wants to participate?
I am.
Yes.
I am, but I want to know who's on it.
I do too.
Raleigh, did you want...
Let's go into a committee of the whole.
Yes, I agree with that.
That's the only day of the week I have conflict.
Okay, sorry. Okay, I'm going around. Jim, do you want to be on this committee?
Did you hear what they suggest?
Yes, I want to make a substitute motion that we instead put this on the agenda for the next meeting talk as a committee of the whole.
Once this committee reports back,
okay,
we can do that as well. But right now we formed a committee that's contrary to what the motion that just passed. I'm going around the room. Adriana, do you want to be on this committee? Cliff, do you want to be on this committee? Susan?
Yes, I
have some power to affect somebody's life. Yeah. I'm just going to get
is it yes or no?
PK?
Yes.
Adrian?
Which committee are we speaking
about? We're talking about the Assertions Committee that...
Sure.
Okay. Adrian? Okay.
You
wish to be on this committee?
No.
Susie?
By the way, I can file lawsuits too.
You're a liar.
You're
a conflict of interest.
No, you're actually going to have to be at a meeting.
I'm going to be out of town that week. I'm going to be in New York. I won't be able to. But you don't need me. At least for the birth part.
Okay. Go ahead. Can we have order, please?
I'd like to ask a question of everybody. Who's going to present the information that we are accusing Bill of doing and have it to the committee before the meeting? And to him so he can respond?
Maybe if we can present it out, we all know the finance committee. We have something on that.
No, I'd like to see it written down, too.
Okay.
If it's just one finance...
Yes.
May I just say this?
It's just an investigation.
I'm not voting in this committee. I'm presenting information to the committee.
Okay.
And the committee can take and vet with him. I'm not trying to set Bill up. And despite what people say, I don't just listen to anybody. I vet information. I'm a journalist, but I'm also a former paralegal. I do my research, I do my homework. And I will tell you one other thing that really bothers me, and that is you've been told the things that people say about other races, other groups, about women, and until we all say that that is unacceptable, we're never going to get anywhere. I don't have a chip on my shoulder, but I do have a real sense
we need to set
of
the,
what's right.
We need to set the time. Adrian, you are a part of that committee, but Robert, yeah. Mark, you want to have an opportunity to speak to this committee. Why don't you tell us a date when you're available?
Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday afternoon.
Next week?
All of the above.
Okay, does who is on that committee?
Four people. Just without the list.
Five people, Elaine,
you're
talking about the ones who investigate Robert
Moore?
Yeah. Elaine,
PK, Susie,
Bill, and Adrienne.
Elaine, as the vice chair,
Susan.
Would you like to,
Susan
to convene this committee?
Sure.
And what date would you like to convene it? Assuming there's no objections, that'll be the date. In the conference room at KPFT.
Point of information, can we make sure that whoever, I guess PK, because she had the motion, that they have that data beforehand?
No, this is case
Sinclair.
C's
we're doing
motion.
The other meeting, the second meeting.
Oh, we're talking about Bob Martin?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
I don't have a date. I have to work on my calendar and then I'll find out.
Next week.
Mr. Chair, we need to, for the record, people have listed off several different lists of names for each committee, and I'd like to get the name of each committee confirmed.
Here's the committee about Joe Crozier and the assertions from PK. Okay.
Robert Mark.
Teresa, you wrote down those names, and the secretary could use your help. Can you?
I want to form a
committee. I have a different list.
Five people.
The names I had were Susan, Adrian, Susie Marino, Bill Crozier, and Elaine.
Okay. Susie was Susie Marino.
And
Susan
Bradley.
And now we've added Susan.
Folks, we have completed the agenda without, unless there are objections. We have reached the point of adjournment. Is there any objection?
No.
And we are adjourned.
She's asking you a question, Ted.
Hold on. You want to bring it up at the very end?
Adrian is asking you a question.
Yeah. Bill wanted to wait till the very end.
Bill, did you have corrections to the
press? We did a great job. Did a lot of positive.
The ones that you were saying were the whole time.
Oh, I didn't get a chance to look over first, but Zelda said you would comments, so it's okay.
There are no objections. The minutes are going to be filed. If there's any further corrections, they will be brought up at some point in the future.
There's a face in some of the